to show number 54 of the Sports Card Show, brought to you by SportsCardRadio.com. Hello, my loyal listeners of the Sports Card Show podcast. Hopefully everybody's doing well out there. Glad you guys are with us today and glad you have joined us today for the podcast. Got some great things planned, not only for this podcast, but definitely down the road. We have some actual new sponsors, and that's really good for our show because not only do they help us out sometimes with some prizes and some other things, you know, getting our name out there as well. But it also helps me feel obligated to do these and to get on here and do these once a week, maybe twice a week. So it's good news in a lot of ways. Sports Card Radio is definitely growing, and our podcast is growing right along with it. And so just wanted to take a moment to talk about some of these guys that are going to be helping out the show. You're going to definitely hear me talk a lot about them and stuff like that. So, you know, be prepared to at least visit these sites and check them out and see what they have to offer, because I wouldn't bring them on here and wouldn't bring them on board if I didn't think they would be worth something to you. First one, GlobalSportsCards.com. I think this is a great place to buy baseball cards, buy boxes, and buy sets and stuff like that. And the great thing is their prices are already really low. And if you send them an email, sales@globalsportscards.com, they'll match or beat any legitimate price for you. And also, we've teamed up with them to give you a special discount code. If you spend $150 or more, we're going to save you $10 by entering the discount code SCR for Sports Card Radio. So SCR at globalsportscards.com. You're going to be able to save $10 off order $150 or more, and you'll be able to get free shipping at the same time. So you're going to save some money there, be able to check them out. If you go to our website, sportscardradio.com, you'll be able to find banners for Global Sports as well. We'll definitely talk with them and maybe feature some of the things that they're offering. I know they have supplies as well, and it looked like they had some really good prices on everything, but definitely supplies too. But unopened boxes and everything, you'll definitely want to check out globalsportscards.com. The next one, cardcollectorsworld.com. This is a forum, a very fun place to be. They set us up our own little sponsor forum, so we'll be making announcements and talking with people there, maybe even having some exclusive prizes over there, or maybe even like teaming up the prizes with both forums that we have. So you'll see some more participation. I know one of the moderators is always already on our fan forum and things like that. So Card Collectors World, I know some of you may be members already. Maybe some of you are members and haven't been there in a while. But let's check it out. They've got a growing community there. And they definitely have people posting and making trades too. If you're into trading cards and stuff like that, and you're looking for, you know, your newest Giants card or your newest St. Louis Rams cards, things like that, you definitely want to get Card Collectors World a shot and give them, see if there's anybody over there with some cards you need. So, and our last one, BaseballFactorySets.com, another great place to find really a lot of top sets and a lot of mainly baseball, but a lot of top stuff, a lot of good top stuff, and the prices were really good. Had some stuff from last year as well and the year before, so you'll be able to find a couple years worth of baseball, not just factory sets. There were unopened boxes, but especially if you're looking for factory sets and things like that, BaseballFactorySets.com. And they offer free shipping over $75. And they offer some very nice things. So you'll definitely be hearing about all three of those sponsors. They're going to be sponsoring us, some of them for longer than others, and maybe we'll see how it goes with some of them. But we'll definitely have GlobalSportsCards.com on board. Save $10 off any order over $150 or more by using the discount code SCR. Card Collectors World, head on over there. Find us in the sponsored forum they set up for us. Say hi to us. Let them know they sent us over there. And BaseballFactorySets.com, free shipping over $75. They have the latest 2010 top sets and everything you're going to want to know for baseball in terms of boxes and sets-wise. So that was a little word from our sponsors. Again, you'll be hearing a lot about them, and they're going to help keep this show going. If you're a fan of this show, if you're a fan of me getting off my lazy behind and doing these once, twice, three, four times a week, you're definitely going to want to become a fan of our sponsors and the people that support the show, because they get me up, and they get me up at 8 in the morning and to record shows and things like that. So we'll definitely be talking about more about them, but I wanted to get you right in the beginning of the show so we can talk about them. And hopefully, if you're not aware of some of these sites, or maybe you haven't been to them in a while, you can check them out, because they're definitely going to be doing some good things for us. And we're going to be, you know, getting this, get us some discount codes, maybe save you guys some money. We'll definitely be doing some contests with Card Collectors World, and we'll be doing the whole thing with them. So look forward to bringing you more of that, and definitely more of the shows as we go forward as well. In terms of what we're going to be talking about today, I don't have like a specific topic, but I definitely have some prospects to talk about in the Major League Draft. We have the Major League Baseball Draft that I think is Monday. It's this coming Monday. But we'll talk about some guys that have already been drafted, kind of flying under the radar of the Steven Strasburgs and stuff. We'll talk about Steven Strasburg. He had a card that sold for as much as most people pay for their car, their automobile. We'll talk about some upcoming releases. Last month was a really good release. We had some good releases last month. So we'll talk about what's on the horizon this coming month. Maybe a little bit about last month, since last month really was really good for pretty much all three sports. We'll talk about last month and a little bit about this month. That's really what I have planned for today. Don't have a super long show untapped, but just get you a little bit of sports card information. Wanted to talk to you about our sponsors. Just let you know, hey, these guys are helping us out. They're going to definitely be, you're definitely going to be looking for some more contests on the way. Certainly. I will have the details on a Top Series 2 baseball box. So we'll be doing a bit. We just did Chickle for those that sent in the articles and stuff like that that went on in our Insider Hobbies Tips over at sportscardradio.com. I got a 2010 Chickle box busted. So even if you're not involved with that, we got the box break video up. But coming up here pretty soon, we're having an absolutely free, I won't make you write me an article or anything like that. We'll do an absolutely free, Top Series 2 baseball box break. So we'll get you guys, up in that. I haven't announced it. Actually, this is my first announcement, but, I'm just teasing you guys right now. There's actually no place to set up. Maybe by the time you listen to this, I'll get around to doing that. But, just keep your eyes peeled on the fan forum. You know, when you go to sportscardradio.com, check out the fan forum every day or once a day or at the end of the day and stuff, and see if I've put up the Top Series 2 baseball. It'll be sometime this week, sometime before Sunday of this week. We'll be putting up the ways to get your teams for Top Series 2 baseball. I'm not going to say exactly when it is, but it will be sometime this week. So check out if you're interested in those kind of things. You want to maybe get up in there and get some. I'll be raffling off probably the Topps Million Card giveaways. I know those are in there at 1 in 6 packs, I think. We've got some SP cards in there. There's, like, obviously, if you can get on there first and get the Yankees, Red Sox, Cubs, Atlanta Braves are going to have Jason Hayward rookies and things like that. So you definitely want to get up in there. So we've got a lot of other contests I'll be announcing. I'm actually expecting a lot of contest prizes and stuff this week via the mail. So we'll definitely have lots of things to announce in terms of free stuff and prizes. And hey, who doesn't like free stuff? So, well, after this very short break, we'll come back. We'll talk about just some general sport. It might be our only segment for the show. It might not be a very long show, but we'll definitely jam. We'll have some prospects. I have some prospects that you may or may not have heard about. Some that we have talked about on the show, but some we haven't. So we'll talk about, I've got four here that we definitely want to talk about. We'll talk a little bit about last month's releases. Maybe you haven't caught up. Maybe you haven't caught up all with all our shows. So we'll talk about all the really nice sports card releases that came out last month that you definitely want to check out. And we'll definitely talk about, you know, Steven Strasburg. He had a card that sold for a record amount of money. Maybe not a record amount of money, but it's definitely, for what I've seen in a modern baseball card, it was a huge amount of money. You typically don't see those kind of prices going for cards made after the year 1950, typically. So we'll talk about that in case you haven't heard about that. And I'm sure we'll mix in some other things. We'll see how long this show is. Might not be particularly long, but we will have some really good information. And it's all coming up after this.
Times a day.
And we are back. Time to talk a little bit about... First, we'll talk about what's on the horizon. And then we'll look back, because I think last month was probably, literally, I'm not really exaggerating here, probably one of the best months in terms of new sports card releases that we've seen from companies. I think definitely this year, in 2010. I thought it was a great week, or a great month last month. You had some great sets. So we'll talk about that in a minute. But I want to get you ready for next month, just in case you're not aware of some things that are coming out. SB Authentic, I know I've talked about this product several times. I think I did that review for that product maybe in 2009. So it's nice to see that maybe it's coming out finally on June 8th. Again, all these dates are tentative. Things tend to get moved around by certain companies. Topps tends to lock things in and not move things around too much. But Panini and Upper Deck and stuff, and kind of understandably, they have a lot of things that maybe aren't, you know, Topps been doing baseball cards for like 50 years now. So even Upper Deck and Panini are still fairly new. Even Upper Deck's still new in terms of the game. So it's sometimes tough, especially with hockey and some of the other things that have been going on with these companies. It's tough to maybe shore up the release dates and stuff. But it is nice to finally see, it looks like SB Authentic Hockey. I think that's actually going to be a really nice set if you're into hockey cards. You want to take a look at the patch rookie cards and stuff in there. We'll definitely go in more depth once that set really does come out. I can't even guarantee that it's coming out June 8th because it's literally been pushed back. I think it was supposed to come out in March. So it lets you know how much that's been pushed back. Razor Sports Icons is a set you may want to take a look at if you're into like President Cut signatures and kind of like, I mean, it says Sports Icons, but there's a lot of other people in there as well. But you will find sports figures in there, and I'm not 100% sure. We'll definitely talk about that set. Again, we're going to be talking about all these sets. I'm just kind of giving you a little primer here so you can say, hey, I didn't know Donruss Elite Football was coming out on the 16th. So you have a couple weeks to catch up with Prestige if you've been liking Prestige and collecting Prestige football. And maybe even like the Sages and the Press Passes that have been out as well. You got 2 weeks until Elite Football comes out, and that probably kind of wets your tongue a little bit. You're definitely going to want to take a look at that. I have on the same day, June 16th, I have Panini Court Kings coming out as well. And that's an interesting basketball set. It's another one-pack product. From Panini, similar to Timeless Treasures. I actually think you get an extra hit in there. So there's actually more hits, but you're not going to see the super premium hits that you saw out of Timeless Treasures, at least on a regular basis. I think this is supposed to be a product that's maybe like just a half step below Timeless Treasures, but I could be wrong. I think they are supposed to be priced right at the same level, but considering you get an extra hit, the hits are going to be a little bit more watered down and something like that. But definitely be on the lookout for the singles, single cards. There's going to be lots of nice single cards on the market. And considering Timeless Treasures, Absolute Memorabilia, and Court Kings all came out within a month, literally about a month of each other, the basketball card market has been flooded with autographs and stuff like that. So you're going to find some good prices right now. And now that everybody's team's out of it, aside from the Lakers and the Boston Celtics, you know, you have some chances here to get some people that are, you know, more into football, more into baseball right now. So it's a good time to be buying basketball cards, and the best releases of the year have come out in the last months. So don't ignore basketball, and maybe, you know, don't take time off basketball. I think now's a really good time to buy because you really only have Lakers and Celtics fans that give a crap about basketball right now. And you got a lot of people that are onto baseball and onto football and stuff like that. So keep an eye out for these Court Kings, Absolute Memorabilia, and Timeless Treasures. Those are good things to take a look at for basketball fans. So Donruss Elite Football comes out on the 16th. We got Ringside Boxings. If you're into boxing, those are actually really nice looking cards. You'll want to hit those up on Friday the 18th. I'm pretty sure that's fairly tentative release date, so you definitely want to double check there. Topps Allen and Ginter, this is kind of like the big one of the whole month. Baseball had some really big releases last month. Topps Allen and Ginter always does well, whether or not it has Strasburg in it or not. It's going to do fairly well. It's definitely going to do better than Chickle did, and definitely better than we did on our Chickle break. I got to say, I think I said I'd say a word about Chickle after I open it. Do not buy Chickle by the box. Unless you're just rich and you don't care how you spend your money, do not buy Chickle by the box. I think you'd be better off even paying $100 more for, like, you know, two boxes of Series 1 or even Series 2, I think would be a little bit better. Yeah, you get the two autographs and you get a memorabilia, but chances are it's going to be nobody's. So you might as well buy the stuff, but do buy Chickle by single cards and stuff like that, and at your card shops and, you know, wherever you buy cards online. GlobalSportsCards.com, BaseballFactorySets.com are two really good places. But you definitely want to check out the single cards of Chops Chickle, because there's definitely some nice autographs and things like that in there. I just don't think it's worth it by the box. I paid about $90 for a box. And, man, for the hits that I got, I'd been really mad if that was, like, stuff I was looking to keep. You know, obviously, I don't care. I'm giving all the stuff away for free, so it doesn't bother me one bit. But I sure wish it would put them in some nicer hits to send out to some people. But speaking of Topps Allen Guidry, I don't think it's going to flop. It's going to be a nice set. You're definitely going to – that comes out the 22nd. So, again, you might want to pre-order stuff like that. I know Global Sports Cards – .com and Baseball Factory Sets both had pre-orders for Ginter, Topps Chrome. Topps Chrome's going to have Steven Strasburg. Topps Chrome's a product that's going to, you can see if you're, I think it's a $70, $80 product right now. If the minute they put Steven Strasburg in there, it's going to be a $100 product, $120, $130 product. You can just look at Finest, how that's gone up in value. Everybody's anticipating Steven Strasburg being one of the finest redemptions out of there. The first three have been Ike Davis, Jason Hayward, and Starlin Castro. I guarantee you Steven Strasburg is supposed to make a start here in the next couple weeks, or actually the next couple days. He will be included in one of those, so you'll see Finest go up, because his Bowman rookies are selling for $400, guys. So, you know, that is going to increase a product by $20, $30 on the wholesale end. So once you see Strasburg go into Topps Chrome, the prices are going to jump. So check out the prices on our two sponsors, GlobalSportsCards.com and BaseballFactorySets.com. And if you have some extra money, if you're going to buy Topps Chrome baseball anyways, trust me, now is the time to buy it, because they have not added the to-be-announced to the checklist and things like that. And it's going to be Jason Hayward's already in there. It's going to be Steven Strasburg. It's going to be some of these other rookies that are making their way up to the major leagues. And for the rest of the month, NCAA Sweet Spot Football, that's another set that's been pushed back multiple times. I'm guessing it comes out the 29th of June. That's a set that Upper Deck's been talking a lot about, but it really just looks a lot like old Sweet Spot. So I'm not expecting anything revolutionary there other than the helmet autographs and things like that, although they do look nice. I am highly anticipating NCAA Sweet Spot Football and see how collectors kind of handle a set like that. And Panini Crown Royale Basketball, another like right in, bam, bam for you. In terms of basketball, Crown Royale is another high-end product I definitely think you should take a look at. The on-card rookie autographs look really nice in that. So we'll see what happens. Panini Crown Royale Football. And then Score Football comes out on the 30th as well, and that's a retail product. So you'll be able to pick up like dollar packs of football. It should be at Target and Walmart right at the end of this month, right at the beginning of next month. Well, let's dip back into last month. I said it that it might have been one of the best months in terms of releases, and it really was. Topps Chickle started out right at the beginning of the month, kind of the end of the previous month. And again, that's kind of a flop set. I think Topps didn't do as well of a job there. It definitely didn't have a lot of high-end rookies like Jason Hayward and Steven Strasburg and stuff in there, because it was an artist-painted set and they needed to get these guys painting this stuff. I think they need to do sets like this a little bit differently next time. Topps Chickle could have been a really nice set, but it didn't have the Steven Strasburgs and stuff like that that everybody was looking for. So I would do that differently and get, you know, the hot rookies in there. It's going to be Bryce Harper next year and some other guys, so get him in there. And we'll do that. Historic Autographs Baseball was another one. If you didn't check out our website, we have the checklist up there. If you, there's a Google search box right at the front. You can just search Historic Autographs in Google checklist, and we should come up. But that was an interesting set. That was all PSA DNA slab cut autographs, and there was, like, Mickey Mantle's in there. There was 875 different cut autographs. Crazy number. It might have been 675. I'm not exactly sure, but it was a huge number. I remember putting up the checklist. It was a ton of names. But there was a lot of different stuff in there. It was a three-pack product per box, one guaranteed Hall of Fame autograph in there. So that was a really interesting set last month. Obviously, 2010 Bowman, and I guess I'll just go right into my Steven Strasburg topic. The one-of-one superfractor, people that are aware of Bowman and aware of superfractors and stuff, it's always the one-of-one. This one turns out not to be autographed, but they have the Steven Strasburg one-of-one superfractor that sold on May 29th, 2010 for $16,000 and $16,403. So a shade over $16,000, and I'm not joking here. $16,000 is so much money for a modern baseball card. My brother actually put up the article, and he had examples. Typically, a 1952 Topps Mickey Mantle SGC 6, so basically PSA 6, sold for $15,000. A 1955 John Mayer sold for $12,000, not the singer, but some old baseball player. A 2007 historical cut autograph Babe Ruth Roger Maris cut autograph sold for $10,000. The only modern card I see here are a LeBron James Kobe Bryant one of one logo man autograph sold for $14,500, and a LeBron James 7-color autograph rookie patch out of 99 sold for just about $13,000. So those are the kind of cards that go. This is not autographed, not memorabilia. It's not LeBron James. It's not Kobe Bryant. It's not somebody that everybody. I mean, you if you're a kid, ask your parents who Steven Strasburg is. Ask your mom who Steven Strasburg is. Chances are she's not going to know who it is. So this guy really is only in the consciousness of baseball fans and like fairly serious baseball fans. So it's really interesting to see cards like this go for this much money. Apparently the guy actually bought the box that he pulled this. I guess he bought a few cases and he bought them at globalsportscards.com. So one of our sponsors. So it ties in nice little segue there. The guy that actually bought this card and pulled it and sold it on eBay actually bought it at one of our sponsors. So, hey, that's really cool, you know. You know that they're, you know, if they knew they could get a $16,000 card out of one of their boxes, you know, they probably open that kind of thing. But they run a legitimate business there. I'm familiar with Global Sports even before we've partnered up with them. I know they run a legitimate business. I know they've been in business for a couple years, several years. They do a good job putting out unopened product and things like that. So you definitely want to check them out. So it's very cool to see cards like this go for this kind of money. And we'll see what happens going forward and see if, you know, the same kind of interest happens for other players. But for some reason, Steven Strasburg has got the interest of people and really people thinking that this guy really could be something special. I'm not exactly sure how great they think this guy could be. If they think he's going to be the next Tim Lincecum, we can see how much Tim Lincecum autographs are worth. They're not really worth a whole lot. Even if he comes up and wins two Cy Youngs and pretty much dominates the competition, we'll see what happens. But it is very cool to see cards selling for this kind of money. We'll see what happens. But Bowman was a great set last month. I really like that set. You had a lot of other basketball products, playoff absolute memorabilia, Timeless Treasures basketball. We had Prestige football. We had, you know, lots of good sets last month. So if you're trying to catch up, if you're trying to, you know, see what I'm going to collect next month or maybe try to catch up, you know, going back to last month and seeing some of the releases and stuff, even Razor Poker, I noticed that was fairly popular on our website. The checklist was a really popular page for us, and people were really checking out Razor Poker. So if you're into poker and stuff like that, you might want to check out that checklist. I know there was like Phil Hellmuth in there, and there was like, I know some of the guys weren't, you know, a guy like Patrick Antonius and Tom Dwan, if you know a lot about poker, you probably would want one of their autographs. Well, they weren't selling for a whole lot. You know, it's really the Daniel Negreanu's and the Phil Hellmuth's and stuff. Those sell for a lot of money, and all the women's, you know, the Lacey Jones and Cindy Margolis and stuff like that. They sell for a lot of money. So for, I guess guys, it's rare to see girls on trading cards, rare to see girl poker players and stuff. So I guess people are willing to pay a lot of money for that stuff. So, well, I guess that wraps it up for this segment. You know, I actually have something written down here. So I hasn't wrapped it up. So I kind of gave you the premature outro. I've got a couple prospects here. One, actually a couple we've actually talked about before, but I wanted to emphasize them again. One that we definitely talked about, Starlin Castro, plays for the Cubs. He has an autograph in 2010 Bowman, and he has a regular Bowman rookie card in 2009. You definitely want to check him out. Again, he plays for the Cubs. I think Steven Strasburg's getting a lot of the attention right now. Bryce Harper's getting a lot of the attention right now. But, you know, then again, none of those guys play for some big-time teams. So I like Starlin Castro because he plays for the Cubs. And I still think you can pick up his autograph and even his 2009 rookie for a fairly affordable price. The other prospect I wanted to mention was Mike Stanton. We actually talked about Mike Stanton, Starlin Castro, and a couple other guys here all on show 46. I get a lot of requests for prospects and stuff. Hey, go back to show number 46. We did that before the season started. If you bought every guy on that list, you'd be rich right now. Trust me. The Strasburgs have all gone up. Haywards have all gone up. Starlin Castro's would have been nothing. So you would have made some money there. But there's definitely some more guys we haven't talked about, and Mike Stanton or Michael Stanton is one of them. Depends on what release card. Some people call him Mike Stanton, and sometimes it's Michael Stanton. So really good player. He's going to get called up here in a couple weeks. You're going to be hearing about him. Same with Buster Posey. He got called up. If you're not, don't follow the Giants and stuff. He's been really playing well for the Giants, and he looks like he's made his way into our everyday lineup. A guy we talked about, I think it was the first guy we mentioned on show number 46, was Jose Iglesias. He didn't have any cards at that time. I want to go back through and say he does now have a 2010 Bowman card, and I think there's an autograph of his in there, and they don't sell for huge money, and he plays for the Boston Red Sox. And so this is a guy that I put up right there with this is a guy I'd put ahead of Steven Strasburg, because eventually Steven Strasburg is going to come up, and hey, if Steven Strasburg doesn't pitch well, or even if he pitches like Tim Lincecum, we see how much his cards are worth. The Bryce Harpers of the world, the Jose Iglesiases, the Brandon Belt is another guy I'm going to be talking about here in a second. These are the next wave. Everybody's, as much as we hate to admit it, we're going to pay $16,000 for a one-of-one super refractor because, you know, once this guy wins a Cy Young, it's going to work $25,000. Well, I don't have any doubt. I don't have any doubt that Steven Strasburg will probably win a Cy Young or maybe pitch really well. It sounds like he really is a good pitcher, and he has some physical gifts that are really worth something, and he might be a really tremendous pitcher. But I will guarantee everything that I have that his cards are not going to go up in value at that point, because typically the next guy's on his way in, the next hot rookie, the next guy that can throw 100 mile per hour, the next guy that can hit 400 foot home runs, and he's 17, he's in junior college. Bryce Harper's the next guy. We've talked about him. I talked about him last year. We talked about Steven Strasburg in March of 2009, I guess it was. So it was last year. So we tell you about these guys. I told you about Steven Strasburg before he graduated college. Like I said, it was more than a year ago we talked about Steven Strasburg for the first time on this show. And he had 2008 USA Baseball stuff. When I shout out a prospect, we don't mess around on the show. That's what I want you to know, is that, you know, I don't shout out every prospect. You know, there's a lot of people that send me prospects, or a lot of guys I see on Twitter, or like I'm collecting this guy, but it takes a lot for me to really want to shout it out, because, you know, I know a lot of people do go out there and buy stuff. I have people that email me and say, hey, I took your advice and I bought this or I did this. And, you know, oftentimes I'm on the show telling you how to save money and not to spend your money on cards, and to be very careful, I guess. Not to spend your money is a strong word, but I'm telling you, be very careful on how you spend your money, and always be wisely, and go to places like GlobalSportsCards.com and BaseballFactorySets.com and shop around, you know. But definitely for prospects, I don't like to get on here and give you every guy, but we talked about Pablo Sandoval before anybody knew who he was, especially Giants fans. Steven Strasburg, we talked about him before anybody knew who he was. And we talked about just so many guys, even Hank Conger and stuff like that. He's going to be next on this list, but Jose Iglesias is on my list, and Brandon Belt. Just do a search for him, Brandon, B-E-L-T. Do a search for him. He's getting a lot of press recently. You've probably seen his cards maybe jump up just a little bit, but they're still very affordable. You can get autographs of him for under $20. So if you want somebody to gamble on, there's my guy, Jose Iglesias. Iglesias is my second guy. If you want two guys that maybe people aren't really collecting right now, those are my two picks for you. Well, guys, that about wraps it up. My voice is kind of wearing thin on me right now. It's fairly early in the morning, and I'm getting kind of tired. So we're going to wrap this show up. It's going to be a short one, definitely one of our shorter ones, but we jammed it up with some information. We gave you some prospects. We let you know what's coming out for this month. In terms of sports car releases, we let you know that, hey, you might want to catch up on last month. Catch up on your Bowman. There's still some good, like I mentioned, two cards in Bowman. Everybody's talking about the Steven Strasburg that's going for 16 Gs. Everybody's talking about the Jason Haywards that sell for, you know, right around 100, 200 bucks. I know the Strasburg autographs sell for routinely right around that $400 range. Well, there's some guys in there. The Castro, Starlin Castros, I think sell for right in that $30 range. And I haven't checked the price on an Iglesias, but I can imagine it's less than Castro. So I strongly recommend you getting on board on some of these. You know, always go for the big teams. Even if you're a Yankees fan, you hate the Red Sox, hey, recognize those Red Sox fans run deep, man, and they're passionate. But a lot of them are – the team is so good. That's the thing about – you know, Red Sox prospects, Cubs prospects, Yankees prospects, typically the team is so good and the fans of the team have so many cards and autographs and expensive autographs that they need to collect of A-Rod and Jeter and Papelbon and Ortiz and, you know, all these guys. They got a lot of cards they need to collect, so they don't have time to dip into the minor league system, especially if they're not up on prospects and not in on, like, getting hip on the new stuff. You know, you need to get in, you know, and take advantage of this. Obviously, there's plenty of Red Sox prospectors out there that know about Jose Iglesias already and probably have scooped up several of his Bowmans because that's a true rookie. I prefer that over the Starlin Castro if you're going to buy an autograph. Buy the Iglesias because it's a true rookie. I'm pretty sure it's an autograph. Don't quote me on this, but I'm pretty sure he has an autograph in there. If he doesn't have an autograph, I'm darn well sure he has a card in there. And you also want to take a look at the Bryce Harpers. He's blowing up right now, getting a lot of attention. But next week when he gets drafted number one, he's going to have tons of attention. And everybody's going to know who he is. And he's going to be right up there with Steven Strasburgs and stuff like that. Not that he isn't already, but there's going to be a lot of people that are going to be finding out who Bryce Harper is next week. And we found, if you listened to the show, you would have heard about him last year. And even Cubs fan on our fan forum, he got him TTM on a baseball. So this guy, Cubs fan sent him a Major League Baseball, and Bryce Harper signed it for him. So I'm not sure if he's still doing those kind of things. That was back when he was in high school or, like, thinking of, like, taking his GED or something. So, you know, you have lots of opportunities. And I would say right now, in terms of your players that are not in the major leagues or not on everybody's consciousness like Steven Strasburg is, I would say Mike Stanton, Jose Iglesias, and Brandon Belt are three of the best tips you're going to get. And go back to show number 46. Again, you don't have to listen to it. Find the show note. Go to Sports Card Radio. Find the Sports Card Show archive on the left-hand side and go down to show number 46, and I have all the players listed there. All the pictures of their cards, a couple examples of their true rookies and stuff like that. So you want to go there, and you might be able to find some more guys that are on that list because it's turning out to be a very good list. I just went off the 2010 top 50 prospects, and I didn't talk about all 50, so I did happen to talk about a lot of these guys that are getting attention: Strasburg, Hayward, Castro, and eventually I think Jose Iglesias, and Mike Stanton's on that list. There was a guy named Jeremy Hellickson that's on that list, and I think there's a guy with the last Christian Frederich. I think he's a pitcher for the Colorado Rockies. That's another guy I remember standing out to me on that list. So you want to go on there and check that out. Well, that about wraps it up for today. Kind of touched on a little bit of everything. Hopefully you enjoyed this show. The next show, we'll get back to doing some product previews. Chances are we'll do a little bit of SB Authentic Hockey. And we'll definitely talk about maybe Donruss Elite Football. Panini Court Kings is all on the way. We might even have some other basketball to talk about. So we'll bring all of that to you on the next show. But that wraps it up for me today. Hopefully you enjoyed it. Hopefully you've learned something. Send me an email anytime, sportscardshow@gmail.com. Remember, you can visit sportscardradio.com. Find the updated checklist. Find information on, you know, the Steven Strasburg card that just sold for $16,000. If you want all of Steven Strasburg rookie cards, minus his 2010 Bowman, which I don't even consider a rookie card, and I'm not exactly sure why people are paying huge amount of money for him, because he has stuff from all the way back in 2008 That's what I would be buying. I would be buying a $400 autograph from some of his Upper Deck USA. Some of his, he has an SB Authentic autograph. This guy already has much better cards out there. So if you want to become aware of that, go to our baseball card Rolodex. I think I put that up last year. So we've had Steven Strasburg rookie cards on our website for over a year now. So that's the kind of content we're bringing you. I've had Jason Hayward up there for a year. I know I've had Mike Stanton up there, Starlin Castro. I mean, all these guys we've had up there for a while. We try to bring all this information to you. You know, it's one thing to put up the Derek Jeter rookies, which everybody knows what it is. It's another thing to put up guys that aren't even in the major leagues, aren't even drafted yet, and things like that. So that's what we try to do for you. I think I might even have Bryce Harper up there. So we might even have, because Bryce Harper already has cards. People don't realize he's already in Upper Deck USA and Upper Deck USA high school baseball and stuff like that. So, you know, Bryce Harper is going to be getting some cards here, but he already has cards. And it sounds like you can get them TTM and through the mail maybe if you're lucky enough. So those are the things you want to keep an eye out on. And hopefully we'll bring some more of that here going forward for you on the Sports Card Show. Remember, you can visit globalsportscards.com and find the, you know, the cheapest prices and some pre-sale deals as well on some of the latest and even previous years of baseball, football, basketball. They had racing. They got just about everything. Cardcollectorsworld.com, they're going to be able to help you out, find, collect with new collectors and make trades and find new cards and maybe learn some stuff about cards that you didn't know about before. And baseballfactorysets.com, find the latest baseball sets, unopened boxes, and all kinds of stuff there. Free shipping over $75 at baseballfactorysets.com. That's my corporate information for you. We're done for the day. We're out of here. Hopefully everybody's doing well. Good luck with your collections. Send me an email anytime. Head on over to our fan forum. Or, you know, really, I just appreciate you listening to the podcast. You don't got to do anything. You don't got to spend any money. You don't got to go to my website. I appreciated you getting through this just under 45 minutes to an hour of podcast. I really appreciate that. I appreciate all our listeners, especially the ones that have been with me since day one. San Jose Fuji, Cubs fan, Red Sox fan. Cornwell family's been there for a while. We've got a lot of people supporting us on a daily basis. Helton fan, there's tons of guys. TJ's been hooking me up lately. So I just want to thank a lot of you guys. Too many that I'm going off the top of my head here. I don't even have my forum pulled up. So there's a lot of you guys. That was just off the top of my head. I just want to thank everybody that's been emailing me. The show's been growing. Hopefully, as you can tell, if we got sponsors and stuff willing to hook us up, we're definitely growing. There's definitely a lot of people hitting up our website. A lot more people going to our website than, you know, hitting up the podcast and stuff like that. But not everybody has iTunes. Not everybody has, you know, the need to listen to stuff on the radio. But we provide that for you. Just in case you do, that's how we do here at Sports Card Radio. Hopefully you enjoyed today's show. I'm out of here.